KJAN Sports. Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, let's take a look at some high school sports. Yesterday, singles and doubles regional tennis tournaments were held in a number of locations. In Class 1A at Shenandoah, no idea what the results are, because they're not done yet. Rain interrupted things yesterday in Shenandoah, and those rain delays yesterday made them have to come back today. So they're going to be resuming play this morning in both singles and doubles in that meet at Shenandoah today. So we'll have those results for you later on today when they conclude that portion of the tourney. In Region 3 in Class 1A in Norwalk, a couple of Kemper Catholic entries were qualifiers for the state meet. As in singles, Isabel Schwab of Kemper came up second. She lost to Kate Reitz of Ballard, 6-love, 6-1 in the final. The top two qualify, so Schwab moves on. Also, the doubles team of Samantha Schwarty and Elise Jansen of Kemper Catholic advances. They lost the doubles championship match to Desiree Stubb and C.J. Blakely of Clark, 4-6, 6-2, and 7-6. But as the runners-up, they advance as well. In Class 2A at Urbandale in Region 2, the singles entry of Claire Wilder of Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln lost the championship match 6-love, 6-love to Carrie Nanep of Johnston, but qualifies as the runner-up to advance. State singles and doubles set for Wednesday, May 30th and Thursday, May 31st. The 1A meet will be at Burns Park in Waterloo. The 2A meet at the Hawkeye Tennis and Recreation Complex in Iowa City. Now, today's a pretty big day in Des Moines as the 2018 State Co-Ed Track and Field Championships will start running today through Saturday at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. And we'll have live coverage for you here on the radio each day as we'll keep you updated on what's happening at the State Track and Field Championships. Chris Parks will have all of that coverage for you. We'll have 8 reports today and tomorrow. The Thursday-Friday schedule includes reports at 10:45. That's our first report. We'll follow that up at 11:45, at 1:45, 2:45, 3:45, 4:45, 5:45, and our final report, 6:45, both of those evenings. We'll have 8 more reports throughout the day on Saturday as well, beginning at 9:45 in the morning. You can also follow us with live result coverage online at KJAN.com. Keep checking our sports page as the day moves along and events become final. Chris will be updating that as well for you with all the results from Des Moines. Again, that's State Track and Field Championship action today, Friday and Saturday. Chris Parks will have it all for you here on the radio and online at KJAN.com. Now, a whole bunch of area athletes have qualified for the events today. And among those events that will run finals today, the early session will be the 1A and 4A schools, both boys and girls. They'll have finals in the 3,000 meters for the girls, the 3,200 for the boys. Both the girls and boys 4x800 and 400-meter dash events will have finals run today. On the track. In the field events this morning, the Class 1A girls shot put and long jump finals will be held. The 1A boys long jump and also the 1A boys shot put finals will be held. In Class 4A on the girls' side, they'll have the discus and high jump finals. In Class 4A boys, it'll be the high jump and discus finals for today in the field events. They'll have the same events running later on this afternoon for classes 2A and 3A. The 2A and 3A 3,000 meters and 3,200 meter finals will be held this afternoon, with the 4x800 meter relay finals also in boys and girls. 400 meter dash finals will be held for boys and girls in those classes as well. Also in the field events later today in the 2A 3A session, the girls class 2A shot put and long jump finals will be held today. The girls 3A discus and high jump finals will be held. In Class 2A boys, they'll have their long jump and shot put finals today. The 3A boys high jump and discus finals also are scheduled for today. You can see that list of activities and events at the State Track and Field Championships also on our website at KJAN.com. Again, 10:45 this morning will be Chris's first report, getting you updated on the state track and field tournaments. Major League Baseball action yesterday. Dexter Fowler reached base 4 times and drove in a couple of runs in his return to the lineup as the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Minnesota Twins 7-5 to split a two-game series. In other interleague play, Philadelphia beat Baltimore 4-1, Pittsburgh over the White Sox 3-2, Toronto beat the New York Mets 12-1, Yankees at Washington had a doubleheader rained out yesterday. In the American League, C.J. Cron homered and scored three runs as the Tampa Bay Rays beat Kansas City 5-3, completing a three-game sweep of the Royals. KC has lost five straight and seven of their last eight. In other American League action, Cleveland beat Detroit 6-0. It was Texas over Seattle 5-1. Boston beat Oakland 6-4. Houston over the L.A. Angels 2-0. In the National League, Milwaukee over Arizona 8-2. Cincinnati 6-3 over San Francisco. Miami topping the L.A. Dodgers 6-5. Atlanta 4-1 winners over Chicago. In other baseball news, Minnesota catcher Jason Castro will miss the rest of the season following surgery to remove the meniscus in his right knee. The Twins say Castro's rehabilitation will take 5 to 6 months, putting the 30-year-old on track to be ready for spring training. Castro has been on the disabled list since May 5th. Also around the league, the St. Louis Cardinals have placed struggling reliever Luke Gregerson on the 10-day disabled list with a right shoulder impingement. The Mets have placed outfielder Yoenis Cespedes on the 10-day disabled list with a strained right hip flexor. Edwin Encarnacion was scratched from Cleveland's lineup against Detroit yesterday because of back spasms. Tampa Bay Rays outfielder Carlos Gomez has been put on the disabled list with a strained right groin. Oakland catcher Bruce Maxwell will miss a four-game series at Toronto that starts today. That's because he can't enter Canada while he's awaiting sentencing in Arizona on a gun-related charge. Maxwell will be on the restricted list during the series and rejoin the A's when they return back to Oakland. Well, the University of Iowa baseball team still has some work to do as the Hawkeyes get set to host Penn State in a three-game Big Ten series this weekend. At 10-9, the Hawkeyes are currently seventh in the league race and are two games in front of Maryland and Michigan State in the loss column. The top eight teams qualify for the Big Ten Conference tournament.
We're playing, obviously, to still try and get into the Big Ten tournament and, hopefully playing well and have that happen and then still have a chance possibly to get a bid to the NCAA tournament. So we definitely have a lot to be playing for.
That's Iowa coach Rick Heller. Penn State is at the bottom of the league standings with a record of 3-18.
Penn State's not going to come in here and just lay down and say, go ahead and beat us. I mean, we're going to get a great effort, and every team in the league is good, and every team in the league is capable of beating you if you don't play well. And so our guys know that. They learned a hard lesson this past weekend at Northwestern, where we didn't play extremely well on Friday and Saturday, and it cost us a couple games, and made our situation a little tougher this week.
That series with Penn State begins with a single game tonight. James Harden and Eric Gordon each scored 27 points to lead a balanced attack, and the Houston Rockets routed the Golden State Warriors 127-105 last night, evening the Western Conference Finals at one game apiece. Game three will be in Oakland, California for that series as they are tied at one each. That'll be on Sunday night. Jonathan Marchessault scored two goals, including an empty netter in the closing seconds, leading the Vegas Golden Knights to a 4-2 win over the Winnipeg Jets in Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals last night in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Vegas took a 2-1 series lead. They're now two wins away from advancing to the Stanley Cup Final. In NFL news, the Carolina Panthers say they've signed a definitive agreement to sell the team to David Tepper, the founder and president of global hedge fund Appaloosa Management. That deal is subject to NFL approval. The Panthers said in a release that the transaction is expected to close in July. Tepper has been a minority owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers since 2009. The Seattle Seahawks have signed first-round pick running back Rashad Penny to his rookie contract. The Seahawks have now signed six of their nine draft picks. The Tennessee Titans have agreed to terms with veteran wide receiver Nick Williams. He played 22 games in his career with the Atlanta Falcons over the last three seasons and with Washington in 2013. The Oakland Raiders have signed defensive tackle Maurice Hurst and receiver Marcel Adaman to rookie contracts. The deals mean the Raiders now have five of their nine draft picks under contract. The Buffalo Bills plan to retire Hall of Fame running back Thurman Thomas's number 34 jersey on October 29th when they host the New England Patriots. The five-time Pro Bowl selection played for the Bills from 1988 to 99 and was a part of those four straight AFC championship teams. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.